I'm going to look at your neighbor and smile at him. Say, neighbor, if it wasn't for me, you'd be the smartest person here today. I heard somebody say, well, that is true. All right. We're in a series called Get It Done. And this is a two-part series about setting goals and reaching those goals. And I've intentionally done this series in the second half of January. Because by this point, most people have already broken their New Year's resolutions. I'm talking about goal setting halfway through the month, okay? Because by now, all the losers have already given up and all the sissies have dropped out of the race. But I know that none of you are losers, right? Come on, you guys are overcomers. You are more than conquerors. You are champions and y'all are just getting warmed up, aren't you? Just getting started. And this series is not about New Year's resolutions. This series is about pursuing your lifelong purpose. It's about dreaming big and chasing after those dreams. So here, we're learning how to get it done. Tell somebody, get it done. Last week I was talking about getting a vision. Listen, you need to have a vision of where you're going in life because you can't get it done if you don't know what it is. Am I right? Okay, you need to have a vision of where you are heading in life. And how many of you last week went home and at least thought about the direction of your life? Anybody? Okay, I'm glad you guys thought about your future, and I want you to keep on thinking about it, but don't stop there. You need to write down a vision for where you're going in life. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. It's time to get a vision for where you're going, whether it's for your career, for your health, for your marriage, for your finances, for your family, whatever it is for you, you need to write down a vision for your life. This past week, I was reading about an American Olympian from California named Kimberly Rhodes. Kimberly Rhodes is a marksman who learned how to shoot on family safaris in Africa. And Kimberly won her first Olympic medal when she was just 13 years old. That girl could shoot. And she's the only Olympic athlete, male or female, to compete in all three shotgun events, the trap, the double trap, and skeet. She's the only American to qualify for Olympic events on five different continents, and she holds six Olympic medals, including three gold medals. But I tell you the truth. Give me 20 minutes of working one-on-one with you, and I can have you shooting better than Kim Rhodes. 20 minutes, you and me, I can have you shooting better than Kim Rhodes if you let me blindfold her and point her, spin her around so she doesn't know where the target is. I can have all of y'all can beat her. Come on, somebody. Why? Because you can't hit a target that you do not see. Some of y'all are with me this morning. Listen, in life, you want to go somewhere in life, you better have a target. You better have a vision of that target and be able to see where you want to go so you can stay on track. Right? So last week's title was Get a Vision. And this morning is where the rubber meets the road. Today's message is simply get to work. Because vision is useless if you never do anything with it. You can have the finest vision. You can have the noblest of all goals. You can have the very best plans. But if you don't get to work on those plans, none of it matters. If you don't work the vision is meaningless. It's about as useful as Donald Trump's Twitter account. Vision without action is just wishful thinking. James 2:26, we just read it. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Church, success is spelled W-O-R-K. And if you're going to accomplish your goals and pursue your dreams, there is some work that you must do. And I really believe that if you listen to this message today with an open heart and with an open mind, that you will be successful.
Yes.
This morning, I want to give you three truths that will help you accomplish your goals in life. Three principles of getting things done. Number one, you can't have a better tomorrow unless you do something today. You can't have a better tomorrow without doing something today. I want to read to you a very popular verse of Scripture, Philippians 4:13. This is a lot of people adopt this as their favorite verse. I want to point something out about it. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Anybody familiar with that verse? Powerful verse. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But I want to point something out about Philippians 4:13. Notice two things. Number one, Christ gives the strength. Number two is that we do the work. Have you noticed that? Christ gives the strength, but we do the work. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So the strength comes from Jesus. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. But when he gives us strength, we are responsible for doing the work. He gives us strength, we do the work. And if you're going to get something out of the vision, you've got to invest something into the vision. In order to get something out, you have to put something in. Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And this is very important. If you want a better tomorrow, you have to do something today. It starts today. Tell somebody it starts today. Come on, tell somebody else it starts today. When does it start? One of the most debilitating words in the English language is the word tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow is a dangerous word, y'all.
Amen.
Talking about, I'll stop cussing tomorrow. I'll stop drinking tomorrow. I'll start saving money
tomorrow.
I'll start praying
tomorrow.
I'll start on my diet
tomorrow.
Oh, he's gone to meddling now. Tomorrow is a dangerous word. If you're going to do anything in this life, it does not cannot start tomorrow. It's got to start today, right now. Ecclesiastes 11:4 says, farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. And if they watch every cloud, they never harvest. There will never, ever, 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 ever be a perfect day for you to get started, so you might as well start today. I'll hurry up. Three principles. Number one, you can't have a better tomorrow without doing something today. Number two, you won't get more until you use what you have. Oh boy, I wish you would get a hold of this. You will not get more until you use what you already possess. I've heard so many people say, I'll pursue my dreams when I have more time. I'll pursue my dreams when I have more money. I'll pursue my dreams when I have more friends. I'll pursue my dreams when I have more resources. I'll pursue my dreams when somebody else is in office. Come on, I hear excuses all the time. Listen, you will never get more of anything until you use what you already have. Start with what you've got. Because here's the Bible truth. You won't get more until you use what you have. I want to read a story that Jesus told in Matthew chapter 25. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To each according to his own ability. And immediately he went away on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 others, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5, and look, I've gained 5 more. The Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. He who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you gave me 2, and look, I've gained 2 more beside. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and dug a hole, and I hid your talent in the ground. And look, here, Lord, here's the one you gave me. The Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from it and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Ooh, that's a strong warning from Jesus. Notice that the master gave every servant something. The master gave every servant something. The Bible says according to their own ability. That means that God has given all of us something. Every one of us, God has given us a talent, an ability, something that we can do for the kingdom of God to produce fruit. And if we're faithful over what we have, God will give us more. But if we don't use what we have, even what we have will be taken away. Listen, God has already given you everything you need to pursue your dream. All you have to do is open your eyes to see what's in your hand. Your life is a partnership between you and God. Y'all understand that? This life that we live, it's a partnership between us and the Lord. And there are some things that only God will do, but there are other things that only we can do. Okay, and I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this for a minute. God never made a table. Think about that. The Lord of all creation, the one who spoke the worlds into being, who hung the stars in the heaven and set the sun and the moon and the planets in their orbits, that very same God who formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into us the breath of life, who created every plant and every animal, that very same God never built a table. Why? Because God doesn't make tables. He makes trees. And some of y'all have been praying, oh, God, give me a table. Lord, I need a table. Please, 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 God, make me a table. I'll do anything. I'll quit cussing tomorrow. God, if you give me a table, Lord, I need a table. And you're frustrated because you've been praying for years, God, give me a table. You're frustrated because God hasn't given you a table. But what you don't understand is that God is frustrated with you because he gave you a tree. You see, God gives us the raw materials to build anything. But it's up to us to take those materials, to take those talents, to take those abilities and shape them and make them and mold them and work them into something useful. Amen. 3 principles. Number 1, you can't have a better tomorrow without doing something today. Number 2, you won't get more until you use what you have. And number 3, big goals are always accomplished in small steps. Boy, I tell you what. That is good preaching today. Amen, brother. brother pastor, you better preach that. I get so frustrated with people who can't comprehend this concept that big goals are always accomplished in small steps. Some of you guys have big dreams, but what you fail to understand is there's a whole lot of little bitty, teeny tiny baby steps between where you are and where God's given you a vision to be. Some of y'all have big goals, and I like big goals, and God likes big goals. But you need to understand this principle that big goals are always accomplished through teeny tiny itty bitty steps. You have to start small. It's the old expression, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I've known people with big dreams, with great dreams, with amazing dreams, but the problem is that they want to go from here to there overnight, and they want to have the big dreams and the big ministries, and they want to be on the platform and have their name on the marquee, and they want all this big stuff, but they're not willing to start small to get there. You have to start small. You have to start today. You have to start where you are. You have to start with what you have. Okay, if you have a vision to minister to thousands of children, and that's an awesome vision. I hope at least one person here has a vision to minister to thousands of children, because this is a generation that so desperately needs God. If you have a vision to reach thousands of children, why don't you start at your house with your own kids? I'm just saying. Charity starts at home. You got a big vision, and that's great, but you got to start taking those little steps. If you have a vision to be an evangelist and preach the gospel around the world, and you haven't even shared the gospel with your next door neighbor, baby steps. Come on, somebody. You want to be a prophet to the nations, but you ain't doing nothing where you live right now. I better keep on going. It's getting awkward in here. God blesses people to do great things because they don't despise the days of small beginnings. God blesses people to do great and mighty things because they're willing to humble themselves and take those first little bitty steps. I think about Reinhard Bonnke, the evangelist to Africa, who's won multiplied millions, 65 million recorded decisions to accept Jesus Christ in his ministry. And he started out preaching to six people in the little country of Lesotho. He was willing to humble himself and start small. And because he was faithful with that handful of six people, God enabled him to reach more than 60 million people. And if you've got the dream to reach 60 million people, you go on ahead and do that. But you got to realize that God might start by sending you six people. And he's going to test you. And if he can't trust you with six, why do you think he would trust you with the masses? Amen. Big goals are always accomplished. I'm just having too much fun. I got to keep on going. Small steps. I want to share one of my secrets, okay? This is a big secret that I live by, and it really helps me get things accomplished. It's called, can y'all keep a secret? Let's keep it between us and everybody on the internet. All right. This is my secret to success. I call it the 1% rule. If you have a big goal or a big dream, oftentimes the thought of all the work involved can be paralyzing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God gives you a big dream, and for the first 30 seconds, you're excited about it. Like, yes, I'm going to win the world for Jesus. And then reality sets in, and you start thinking about all the work involved and all the people involved and everything that's going to have to fall into place and everything you're going to have to do. And what do? You get paralyzed. I call it analysis paralysis. You get overwhelmed. You're like, well, I can't. There's no way that I can do all of those things. And here's the 1% rule, okay? Are you ready for this? Yeah. This is good. It's not deep, but it's good. This is how I get past the analysis paralysis. I use the 1% rule. I make up my mind that every day I'm going to complete 1% of my goal. Just 1%. And you ought to use the 1% rule in your life. I promise you that 2018 will be the most productive year you've ever had if every single day you accomplish 1% of your goal. 1%. Here's an example. If you like to write, anybody here like to write?
Yes.
If you like to write, think about this. If every day you sit down and write 3 pages, just 3 pages, in 3 months you've written a book. 1%. Think about this. If you need to lose 10 pounds, you know what that means? It means you need to burn 35,000 calories. Holy moly. 35,000 calories. Or, one tailgate special at Bojangles is about the same. All right. If you need to lose 10 pounds, it means you need to burn 35,000 calories. Well, listen to this. If you burn 388 calories a day in 3 months, you've lost 10 pounds. It's not that bad. You see, we think about 35,000. Oh, that sounds awful. I just 35,000. There's no way I could burn 35,000 calories. Help me, Jesus. 388 calories? That's going for a walk for an hour, y'all. You can do it. 1%. Every day, accomplish 1% of your goal. And you'll be amazed at how quickly you accomplish that goal. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you want some friends. Here's an idea for you. Every day, learn one person's name. Every day, learn one person, not 10, not 20, not 30, one person's name. Whether that's at the drive-thru at the McDonald's, or at Walmart, or the bank, or your next-door neighbor, or here's a really, really scary one, at church. Some of y'all, people are going to be getting on your nerves. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Come on, that's all right. Just tell them. Blame it on me. Every day, learn one person's name. And after 3 months, you'll know 90 people. And I promise you, at least one of them will want to get to know you too. I can't promise everybody, but out of 90 people, you got pretty good odds that one person's going to be at least slightly interested in you. And they might ask you, well, what's your name? Learn one person's name every day. Listen, everybody, there is one name that everybody loves to hear more than any other name. And I know that we all wish that it was the name of Jesus, but it's their own name. Learn somebody's name and get to know them. And after 3 months, you'll have a friend, okay? I promise you. If you don't have a friend after 3 months, we'll pray for you. Most people never take the time to learn 90 names in their whole lifetime. And they wonder why they're so lonely. I'm just... I know it's not deep. But it'll help you. The 1% rule, it works. It really does. It works, okay? I dare you to do it. Choose what your 1% is going to be. You need to think about it and write it down. What's your 1% today? And what's your 1% going to be tomorrow? You can't just skip to tomorrow. You know, don't even talk about Monday. We're talking about Sunday right now. Focus on today. It starts today. So what's your 1% today? Go out of church today and do 1% of your dream.
Yes.
Get started right now. Amen. Wait till I'm done. Wait till I close. We take up the offering. Then get started. All right. But start today. 1%. 1%. Listen, I know y'all get overwhelmed sometimes, but the 1% rule, it really, really does work. It's an amazing thing. I want to ask Christy to come and help me this morning. I didn't give her a warning about this. I want to get Christy to help me do this illustration. Okay, so take this bundle of sticks, okay? I want you to see if you can break that bundle of sticks. Okay, all right. Now just take one stick out and see if you can snap it in two. How easy was that? Thank you. All right. So here's the deal, guys. You got a big dream. God gave you a big dream, a big vision. You're going to make a difference in this world. You're going to lose that 35,000 calories. You're going to have that children's ministry to the ends of the earth. You're going to share the gospel with people all over the world. You've got a big dream. And you can't do it all at one time. Here's what you can do. You can pick your stick. Every day, take one small piece of that vision and get it done. I wanted to call my message today, Pick Your Stick, but maybe next time. But seriously, every day you need to pick your stick. You've got a big bundle. You've got a big dream, a big vision. You can't do it all at one time, but take a little piece of it, break it off, and get something accomplished today. Tell your neighbor, pick your stick. I know the vision can be overwhelming. I know your dream can be intimidating. But if you have the wisdom to do one small thing every single day, you will see that vision come to pass. Okay? And here's the deal. We want it all today. Right? That's how we are. We want it all today. We want it all right now. And Pastor Rob, you can go ahead and come. The musicians can go ahead and come. We want everything right now. We live in a right now society. Listen, I'm sitting here looking at my watch, tapping my toe, waiting for the microwave to heat up my macaroni, right? Come on, we want everything right away, right now, instant, right away. You have a big dream, you're excited about it, you're passionate about it, you want it right now. But God knows that right now, you couldn't handle it all. God knows that right now, if He gave you all of it, you wouldn't be able to handle it. You would either lose your mind or mess it all up. Because you're not ready for all of it right now. God knows that He has to take you. It's not just about accomplishing your vision one piece at a time. It's about God developing you one piece at a time. And one day at a time. God is also developing us as we pursue those dreams. And that's exactly what God did for the children of Israel when He brought them out of the promised land. I read this verse and it was like I read it for the very first time. It amazed me. Listen to what God Himself says to Israel in Exodus 23. He says, I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year. Look at that. They had waited in the wilderness for 40 years. God led them to the promised land. They were all excited. They were on cloud. And they're, yes, we're going to conquer the land. And then God says, I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year. Lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little. Somebody say little by little. That's what God told them. He said, little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased. Then you'll inherit the land. Listen, I know we want our vision, we want our dreams this time tomorrow. But what you need to understand is that while you're working on those dreams, that God is working on you. He's preparing you. He's putting you in a position. He's shaping your character, your abilities. He's getting you ready for the things that He has in store for your life. And when you have increased, then you'll inherit the land. Will you stand and pray with me for just a moment today? Church, I know we haven't jumped up and down and shouted and ran the aisles and we haven't been swinging from the light fixtures today. I know this might not be an exciting message, but it will change your life if you live by these principles. Because I believe that God has given people in this room some incredible visions, some incredible dreams. That God, listen, God wants to do more in you and more through you than you could ever dream of. But God has a method and a purpose and a plan to develop you from where you are to where you're going. It takes discipline. to work on your dreams little by little, doesn't it? It takes discipline to wake up in the morning and pick your stick and break one every single day. But God develops us through the daily discipline. And I hope that you've had an open heart today, and because if you'll follow these principles, you will succeed. I've talked about success, and I've talked about meeting your goals, and goals are great, and success is wonderful. But Jesus said in Mark 8:36, what profits it a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Listen, you can have big dreams and you can have huge success, but it all means nothing if you don't have Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate expression of God's love. The Bible says in Romans 5:8 that God demonstrates his own love toward us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, God is real. God loves you. God cares about you. And that's why he sent Jesus to save you from your sins. Salvation is not difficult. Salvation is not complicated. It's not a bunch of rules and regulations. The Bible says simply this: believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Put your faith in Jesus and he will set you free. He will give you hope and joy and love and peace and eternal life. And like I said this morning, the only way to have a better tomorrow is to do something today. If you don't know Jesus, you need to make the decision today to follow him. Listen, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. You never know when you're going to pass from this life into eternity. Do not wait until tomorrow. Make Jesus your Lord and Savior today. I want to lead you in a simple prayer as everybody here is praying today. I want to ask you to repeat this prayer out loud together with me. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. And Jesus, with your help, with your strength, I'll live for you and follow you the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, you've made the greatest decision of your lifetime. The Bible says that you've been brought from death into life. You are now a child of God. You have eternal life. Heaven is your home. Will you pray with me just one more time this morning? Thank you, Jesus.